Okay, so fast sale equals less hassle. That's the name of this page, which is in the left-hand side of your pre-listing package. And remember that each and every one of these pages, you've got a guide for exactly how to modify and put your logos on there. So,
and if you don't want to do it yourself, which I'm guessing 50% of you won't, no worries. We also give you instructions about how to go about hiring somebody to do it for you for lunch money. I mean, literally, it's the cheapest, easiest thing to do if someone knows how to use Microsoft Word.
Which most of you should do rather than procrastinate and tell yourself that you're going to work on a page a day for however long, because you're probably not going to do that.
By the way, that's what I would do. I wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah, just take it to somebody who does this for a living. It's not expensive to do, and I can almost guarantee you that they'll get it done faster than you.
And
no offense, but you know what? We want you out there doing deals, so it's okay to delegate this particular thing. It's worth it.
And just a reminder as well is that the information about how to go about hiring somebody, what exactly to say, what exactly to give them, all of that is in the Read Me First section of the pre-listing pack. So we have left absolutely no excuses for you to use for not getting this done. So, Julie, the next few pages are really exciting. Let's get rolling.
Yes. So fast sale equals less hassle. What this page is about is using your average days on the market versus the overall days on the market, which in most cases you're going to have lower average days on the market versus, so for example, if you live in Atlanta and you take all of Atlanta, you probably have an average days on the market of, you know, 140 to 180 days on average for the town, where most of you, because you've learned how to be really good pricers, and I'm thinking especially about my agents who have done lots of BPOs and followed everything that we've taught them, you know, you guys have naturally an average days on the market that's lower.
Well,
so how can you use that to your advantage?
Let's add to that. Well, because some of our agents in California have an average days on the market that amounts to average minutes because the market's been hot. So what you need to do is expand your this page, right? So you're not just going to base your average days in the market on, say, Laguna Beach, where the average days is like 3.
Right.
You're going to maybe go to Orange County, and then maybe you're going to expand out into Riverside County. You're going to keep expanding until you get a more realistic picture of what the average days is.
That's right. So don't just copy our numbers. This is one of those things where you do your own research and you put in your own numbers here.
Okay, if you don't have an average days, right? If you don't, you know, how you go about figuring out your average days in the market is very simple. MLS does it for you.
Yep.
So if you put in your, in most markets, most MLSs will literally give you all your personal statistics. If you don't know how to do that, take a course at the MLS, at your board of realtors, or ask your office manager, your broker. But if you don't have enough listings that you've sold to have a days on the market yourself, use your brokers. Now, I want you to be honest and ethical, and I want you to say on this page at the bottom with an asterisk, I want you to simply say, based on ABC Realty, okay? That's what you need to base on. You need to base it on your brokerage opposed to your statistics. Just disclose and don't try to basically, you know, create something that's not true. That's the main thing here. So the average days on the market, Julie's already explained it, and, you know, the script essentially is, Mr. Seller, the simple fact is once your house goes for sale, every single moment that passes, the house is actually worth less. Every time a seller, a potential buyer or neighbor drives past the house and it still says for sale, they are creating excuses in their minds why it hasn't sold. When a house comes for sale, it's exciting. It's new. It's a new listing. Everyone wants to know about it. Buyers are chomping, hopefully, at the bit to see it. Other agents are curious about it. The neighbors are curious about it. It's something exceptional. If a week passes, then it's, oh, well, maybe they still have it in contract. If it rolls to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, then the house starts to, in the minds of the, you know, obviously the marketplace, they're going to start thinking there's something wrong with it.
Must be a reason it's not selling.
That's right. Now, if it sits there for months on end, then, oh, my God, the house must have bodies literally buried in the attic, vampires living in the basement, and zombies that run amok out of the closet.
Yeah, I heard somebody was murdered there.
Exactly.
Then the rumors start. Now you're really in trouble.
You guys know it's true. There's certain houses in your marketplace that have been sitting there where, oh, you don't want to go see that property.
Yeah, and you don't even show that anymore because it's got some kind of stink on it.
That's right. Well, exactly. Which, by the way, is probably not even true. It's probably a fantastic house that has been essentially positioned on the market incorrectly by the previous and current listing agents, i.e. they have not done their job. So, Julie, let's dig into this.
Okay, so remember that your overall number of your bigger marketplace, so to use the example of Laguna Beach, you're going to use Orange County, maybe even bigger than that, that should be a larger number, okay, versus your days on the market, which should be a smaller number, or your brokerage's average days on the market. So, for example, let's say your average days on the market is 30, but the bigger market's average days on the market is 180. So then you can make a comparison. A faster sale is less hassle and more money in your pocket, meaning the faster you sell it, the fewer mortgage payments you're going to make, fewer homeowners association payments, property taxes, et cetera. So even if you have two homes that virtually sell for the same price, the one that sells faster actually put more money in that seller's pocket. In other words, listing with you saves them both time and money. Make
Simple.
Sense, Tim?
Yes, of course. So listing with you will put the house in contract faster statistically than the average. We'll sell the house. Well, that's another page, but we'll sell it for actually more money on a percentage.
That's next.
So, thank you. And we're going to talk about that next, how to explain that. So you're literally, Mr. Seller, not only going to have significantly less hassle having to inconvenience yourself for showings, but you're also going to net more for the reasons that you've already explained, explaining to them how the market perceives houses that have sat on the market for more than maybe a month, okay? So that all is pretty much self-explanatory. Everybody's going to understand that, and that leads perfectly to the next page. The next page is titled, Julie?
Next page is list-to-sell price ratio.
Okay, so we're going to get to that one next, and make sure you watch the entire video.